Go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/online-therapy to get 20% off your first month of cognitive behavioural therapy, with weekly sessions online with a therapist, in addition to worksheets, a journal, meditation and yoga videos, and unlimited messaging. There's strong evidence that CBT can help people who hoard, and accessing therapy online can be affordable and accessible. Find out more and get your discount at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/online-therapy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all, or you could instantly transform your sleep with Bowl and Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you'll ever feel, and it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code BUTTERY20. So hurry to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. See site for details.
Welcome to the Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder podcast. I am drowning in stuff and trying to find a way out. Listen as I explore the issues and delve deep as somebody profoundly affected by hoarding disorder. Find out more, including links to subscribe to the podcast and all of my social media at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk. Finally, I am not a doctor. I am just a hoarder doing her best. So do seek professional support if and when you need it. Hey, how are you? All is good here. Quick apology to anyone who is on my email list and got an extra email from me this weekend. I had to migrate my email software and I didn't know what I was doing. It should be fixed now. Sorry about that. So today I'm talking about batching. You know what it's like. You say, right, today I am tackling the porch. And you start off well, you put the pizza flyers in the bin, you gather the reusable shopping bags ready to go to the car, then you find a letter from a friend and you sit down and read it and reminisce, and then you open an electricity bill and you think, oh, I'd better get that paid. So you go to your laptop to pay the bill. You've got your laptop open, so you check Twitter, you Google a recipe for something to cook for tea, then you go back to the porch. There's a pair of shoes. You take the shoes to where the shoes live, and there you spot your driving license and you think, that shouldn't be there. So you take that to your bag, but your bag is where your phone is. You scroll Instagram for a bit and you spot you've got a text from a friend who says, did I leave my gloves in your car after you gave me a lift? So you nip out to the car and then you give her a ring and say, no, no gloves there. You get the picture. By the end of all that, your porch hardly looks any different to when you started. You feel like you've achieved nothing. You feel disheartened. And if it's a bad day, you go, well, clearly even trying is pointless. And you stop trying. It's so easy when we are trying to work on a task to get sidetracked. It's so easy to jump from one thing to another, to another, to another, and never quite get anything finished. And it interrupts us. I think we live in a world now with so many interruptions already. Every time your phone pings, every time... My washing machine is ancient, but I know like new washing machines, they play a song when they've finished, or it's really hard to focus, and it's so easy to get diverted from what we're doing. And there's something that I have been using, not in my de-hoarding life, but in my trying to get things done on the laptop life, whether that be at work or stuff for the podcast or life admin. And I've been using this particular technique to help with those times when you open your laptop to do one thing and 4 hours later you've done 18 things but not the thing you opened it for. And I have had some success with it. And so I thought, I wonder if I could apply that to my home as well. I wonder if the little trick I have been using to really do one thing at a time on my laptop at work or whatever could help me get more things done when I'm trying to de-hoard as well. And guess what? It helps. So today I am talking about batching tasks together. It comes from a productivity strategy, basically, where you group tasks that are similar together to complete in one set period of time. And this essentially comes about from something that has become known as context switching, which is when your brain is having to jump from one task to another. So you are writing a letter and then you get an email. So you open the email and you answer it. And then you think, oh, did I? I don't think I told Jim. Whenever I try and make up a name, it always seems to be Jim for some reason. I don't think I told Jim that thing. So then you email Jim the thing, and then it's really hard to get refocused on the letter you were writing in the first place. And that is known as context switching. And there's some oft-quoted research that says that it takes 23 minutes when you've been distracted from a task. It takes 23 minutes to get your focus back. Now, I read the paper that everybody quotes about this, and it's a bit more complicated than that, unsurprisingly. But it is nonetheless true that it's really hard to get your focus back if you're flitting from one task to another, task to another. And I think as hoarders in particular, we can be quite prone to being distractible. And when you batch tasks together, it just helps to filter out those distractions and just deal with the thing in front of you. And that means that you can apply all of your brain to the task. You're not half thinking about how am I going to word that thing, or I mustn't forget to add that to my shopping list. You just keep bringing yourself back to the task at hand. You know, like when you're doing, I say when you're doing as if this is a common thing. I've no idea how common this is. I used to have a real thing for relaxation tapes. I think in underfunded mental health services, there was a good while when you were just given a relaxation tape and wished well. And so I've listened to many a relaxation tape over my life. And they always say, like, if you find your mind wandering, don't berate yourself, don't give up, just kind of guide it back, just move it back to the thing you're meant to be focusing on and keep going. And I often think of that when I'm trying to batch tasks together. It's not that nothing distracts me. It's that I have a purpose for that period of time. And I can just gently say to myself, yes, your phone did ping, but right now you're doing this. Or, yeah, those shoes could do with being put away, but right now you're dealing with this pile. And the result is, well, there's a number of kind of positive benefits that I've found from batching tasks together. One is just that you get more done because you are guiding your focus back whenever you get distracted, rather than letting yourself follow that distraction and pick up your phone or go to a different bit of the room or pick up a different thing. The result is just that you do more than if you are flitting from one task to another with no real focus, no real goal, no kind of cohesion. And so the most obvious result is just that you do more of what you intended to do. And that on its own is great. But there's also the bonus that when you are focused on one theme, when you've batched similar tasks together, the results you get at the end of a de-hoarding, decluttering, cleaning session are more noticeable. Because if you have spent 45 minutes decluttering your wardrobe, the result at the end of that is a lot more visible than if you spend 45 minutes doing a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit over there and forgetting what you're doing and going and reading a book. So when your results are more visible, when they're more noticeable, that is great, first of all, just anyway, but it gives you a bit of a boost. And importantly, it gives you a bit of encouragement. Because as I often talk about, de-hoarding a home is a big job that can take a really long time. And it's really easy to get dismayed and disheartened by your progress or by what looks like a lack of progress. So anytime you can get visible progress of whatever kind, it gives you a boost that can help you the next day say, right, I'm going to do some more. Rather than the next day say, I did 45 minutes yesterday or 4 hours yesterday and the place looks no different. If you can wake up the next morning and look at your wardrobe and think, wow, that is far more likely to make you want to do a bit more today. And that's not shallow. It's not pointless. Even if you'd have made the same amount of progress spread out over different bits of the room, there's something that's really beneficial about being able to see your result. Something I really enjoy is when you've done a lot of work in a particular spot and then you leave that room or you go to bed and then next time you go in there, you go, oh, like you knew you'd done the work, but there's something about seeing it with fresh eyes. And if you can batch tasks and work with a theme in that kind of way, you're more likely to get that wow moment than if you did 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, even if it added up to the same amount of minutes. Basically, when you batch tasks together, you get more efficient and get more effective. If you think about if you've got various errands to run and they're all on the same street, but you do one and then come home and then you do another one and then come home and then you do another one and then come home versus doing one, then the other, then the other, then the other, because they are within 100 yards of each other. You do it in a quarter of the time. You waste a lot less energy. You are more efficient and more effective. Because much as we might feel like our brains are naturally all over the place, if we want our brain to work well, there's a cognitive neuroscientist who certainly knows more about brains than I ever will, and called Sahar Yusuf. And he said the human brain works best when it focuses on one thing at a time. We have a certain amount of cognitive capacity and a certain amount of attention. And if you think back to what Jan and I were talking about last week with working memory and executive function, if we can focus our attention on one theme at a time, we're not having to juggle way too many things in our working memory. We're not having to keep everything in our short-term memory. We're just doing what's in front of us. And we're saving that recovery time that we would need if we were doing lots of different bits at once because of that context switching, because we're avoiding that context switching. So we don't need our brain to kind of, we don't need to go, oh, what was I doing? Where was I up to? What did I decide I was going to do with that? We're just in that flow.
Now on Broadway, An Enemy of the People is a New York Times critic's pick. Jeremy Strong is one of the great actors of his generation, hails the Chicago Tribune in a performance the Wall Street Journal praises as powerfully affecting and bitterly funny. Michael Imperioli sets off sparks, cheers the Hollywood Reporter. Victoria Pedretti is luminous, raves variety. From director Sam Gold and playwright Amy Herzog, An Enemy of the People is urgent, electrifying, and haunting, declares USA Today. An Enemy of the People on Broadway through June 16th only.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And another benefit of batching is that it is great for reducing procrastination. And I find this, and productivity experts find this as well. Not least because one of the things that can lead to procrastination is just having to make it, whatever the task is in front of us involves too many decisions. There are too many things to take on board, too many decisions we have to make before we can even start. And so we just don't even start. Whereas if you are batching, you've got that number of decisions is reduced considerably. You're not getting decision fatigue because of being overwhelmed by so many possible things you could be doing. You might be working on one bit of the room and thinking, maybe I should be over there, maybe I should be doing this. Maybe upstairs is worse than downstairs. If you're batching your tasks and you've chosen what you've batched together with even some sense of purpose, there just aren't as many decisions to make about what you're doing and why. You still have to make decisions about every item you pick up, but you're not adding to that with all the decisions about the process as well, where you can really fall into analysis paralysis, where you've just got too many possibilities and your brain shuts down. When tasks are grouped together in batches in a way that makes sense to you, it simplifies the process. And there's a degree of forward planning, even if it's just planning the next half hour, that's already done, because the what should I work on, you don't need to second guess yourself. You've made that decision and that's what you're doing for half an hour, for the morning, for the week. Another benefit is that if there's a particular task or area or category of item that you really hate dealing with, you get it all done in one go. You're not doing a bit here and a bit there and a bit the other because you're delaying dealing with the bathroom or whichever spot you have been dreading. You just kind of jump in with both feet and do it. And also, if you're somebody who has trouble with transitions or with initiating tasks, it helps a lot. Batching helps a lot with that because there are fewer transitions, and because once you've initiated, you've done it. You're not having to do that again for the next bit. So in terms of how batching works with dehoarding, partly it will depend on where you are with your dehoarding process. Depending on how far you've got or how much left there is to do, you might want to set up a schedule with regular times for batched tasks. So every Monday is clean the kitchen. Every Wednesday is clean the bathroom. Every Thursday morning is laundry, whatever suits your life. Or if you're not there yet, if things are all still just too chaotic in your home, just do it day by day or hour by hour. Just do one lot of batch tasks at a time and keep moving forward without that kind of regular schedule. So you can apply this process in either of those ways. So there's different ways to approach batching in terms of what is a batch, what can be batched together. And so I've come up with kind of different themes that can work with batching. So see what resonates with you or what makes sense to you given your own situation. So one way to approach batching is to batch tasks based on an area. For example, today I am going to work on the kitchen table. Whatever's on the kitchen table, that is all I'm working on today. Or the bedroom floor. Pick part of your home, a physical part of your home, and batch those tasks together. Another is to batch tasks based on a category. So that might be clothes, it might be letters, and that can be sorting those things. It might be that you have a lot of clothes and you need to sort what you're going to give away, what you're going to throw away, what you're going to keep. You can batch that as a task. Or it might be that your home is one big chaotic pile of everything, in which case the category approach can also work, but that can be picking those things out of a big mixture of stuff. So again, if you focus on clothes, your batch task might be, in that particular room, today's task is to retrieve all the clothes from the hodgepodge of everything that's all over every surface. So that's areas or categories. Another thing you can use for what to batch together is activities. So you might batch laundry tasks together. If I had some kind of tumble dryer, I feel like I would do quite well batching laundry tasks together and just having half a day a week catching up, because I've got my ongoing laundry to do and then I've got obviously a backlog to do as well. And I feel like if I could just do one load after another, after another, after another. That for me would be quite a good task to batch together. But because I don't have a tumble dryer, the washer, it all has to be hung out to dry. And there's only a certain amount of space. And so really I can only do one or maybe two loads in one go. But if you have more drying space or if you have a tumble dryer, laundry might be a great activity to batch together and do a good concerted few hours of nothing but laundry. Or things like getting rubbish bags out of the house, that can be a great task to batch together. I have a tendency to fill a rubbish bag and then just do nothing with it. And I'm working hard on changing that. But I do sometimes just batch that and do nothing but get bags out for a while. Or things like putting towels away. Maybe you've done your laundry and you've got a lot of towels around the house that just need folding and putting, if you have a space for towels, putting them there. So that kind of activity can be great to batch. And you really get a lot done when you have that kind of approach. And then the final thing I thought would can work really well for batching with dehoarding is things you can do the same thing with. So you might want to approach a pile and your task that you are batching all together is everything that can go in the bin from that pile goes in the bin. So you have a big overwhelming pile, but you have one task, and that is to spot the rubbish that's in the pile, get it into a bin bag. Or it can be go around your house and spend your allotted time getting everything that belongs in the bathroom to the bathroom. That can be your batch task. So as you can see, while batching tasks together is useful for all the reasons I explained, there are a range of ways that I think it can work. So just to remind you, that can be batched based on an area, for instance, the bedroom floor, batched based on a category, for instance, mugs. It can be batched based on activity, for instance, putting your shopping bags away. It can be things you can do the same thing with. So get everything that belongs in the bin and put it in the bin, or get everything that's going to the charity shop and get it into bags ready to go. And when you find your mind wandering, which you will, and when you find that shiny object over at the other side of the room, or your phone pings and you really want to get off the stream you're in and go into a different stream, just guide yourself back. The thing that helps me is saying to myself, no, I'm working on this for now because, and then some reason. I think adding because at the end helps to kind of solidify in my mind that there is a good reason for what I'm doing, and that while the shiny object is very tempting, actually, no, I'm working on getting rubbish bags out of the house right now because I have a lot of a backlog and it will make a visible difference if I can do that. If I can back up my determination with some reasoning, it seems to really help. And this is not to say it will be perfect. This is not to say it will never go wrong. It's not to say you'll never be distracted again. But it's a tool for your toolbox. And when you are finding your mind really flitting around, when you really want to make some noticeable progress, try batching tasks together and let me know how you get on. I make this podcast because I think it's important. I started it as an outlet for myself, but it's become much more than that. And I hear from people all the time about how listening to me talk about my experience and interview specialists and experts is helping them. Hearing those stories makes the time and cost absolutely worth it. But if you want to help to ensure that the future of the podcast is sustainable, you can donate to help with costs. To send a one-off or recurring donation, just go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/donate. Thank you. So my shout out this week goes to the Sliding Doors podcast, where people talk about their sliding doors moments, that time you make a decision or did a thing and your life could have been dramatically different if you hadn't. And on this one, an actor called Suzanne Shaw is talking about the benefits of willpower versus the benefits of doing the work. Have a listen.
Well, I think willpower will only get you so far. It's never going to be, you know, when people say you've got a really strong willpower. Well, everyone's got a willpower. We all wake up, we're all able to go, right, Monday, I'm going to start it. Some people's willpower lasts longer and it just depends on how determined you are. And then from that willpower, which will last you, it might last you to the afternoon, it might last you through to the week, it might last you through to the month. You've got to put the tools in place. You've got to have the understanding and the knowledge of where you went wrong before from reflection of what it's actually doing to your life and do a deep dive into what it is you want to fix. Because willpower is just that, right, I'm ready, I'm determined, there we go. And then it goes. And then if you haven't got those layers of understanding to turn to, your willpower will eventually run out.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'd noticed before when I couldn't do it. I'd tried 2 years previous quitting alcohol and it was just through pure will. And everyone would go, you've got a really strong willpower, because it did last, you know, sometimes a month, sometimes 2 months, but it did eventually run out. Whereas this time, I had the willpower to start it, but I'd had everything else that came with it. And I had this knowledge this time because I did my research. I looked at the areas that I was going wrong in and questioned myself and, you know, really started to unpick what it was. And not a lot of people want to do that because it's painful. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand it. It can really hurt having to unpick where it is and being honest with yourself why you fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Know? Yeah.
So I think that's what was different this time, is that I was able to just do the work that was a lot harder.
Now, as always, I will link to that in the show notes. Check it out. It's an interesting one to enjoy. Okay, thank you for listening, and I will speak to you next time. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder podcast. You can find more online at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk. You can find me on Twitter at That Hoarder and on Facebook at Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder. To find out more about how you can support the podcast and the overall project, go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/support and do subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. There may be links in this podcast that earn me money. This doesn't come at any extra cost to you if you ever make a purchase through the links, and it helps to support the future of the podcast.